Thank you, Mr. President. At the outset, I would like to join my previous speakers in expressing our gratitude to you for organizing this thematic debate, and also to express our appreciation to the panelists for their presentations and discussions, which were very useful. Mr. President, the action plan adopted at the 2010 NPT review conference confirmed the principles of irreversibility, verifiability, and transparency in relation to the implementation of the treaty obligations. The principle of transparency underpins the other two principles, because without transparency, nuclear disarmament cannot be verified, nor would states have sufficient confidence that nuclear disarmament measures have been implemented in an irreversible manner. In this context, enhanced transparency on nuclear doctrines and arsenals is essential to advance nuclear disarmament. We highly appreciate the in-depth interactive discussion on transparency and accountability during the working group on further strengthening the review process in Vienna in July last year. While it was regrettable that no consensus was reached on recommendations, we observed a strong convergence of views among state parties on this issue. We believe that the chair's working paper on the outcomes of this working group should serve as a basis for future discussions on this issue. In this regard, we welcome the proposal by the chair of the second session of the preparatory committee to continue the discussions during the PrepCon this year here in Geneva. In advancing discussions on how to improve transparency and accountability, we would like to emphasize the following two points. First, dedicated time should be set aside in plenary sessions of the NPT preparatory committee and the review conference to have open and interactive discussions on national reports of states parties, in particular those of the nuclear weapon states, with regard to the implementation of Article 6 and commitments undertaken in the past review conferences. Second, it is imperative for all the nuclear weapon states to include comparable and numerical information in their national reports in a standardized manner, consistent with actions 20 and 21 of the NPT Action Plan of 2010. In this regard, the working paper on transparency and reporting submitted by the NPDI, of which Japan is a member, provides a useful basis for further consideration. Mr. President, Japan welcomes the actions already taken by France, the United Kingdom, and the United States to promote effective and responsible transparency measures by providing data on their nuclear forces and the objective size of their nuclear arsenals. As stated in the G7 leaders' Hiroshima Vision on Nuclear Disarmament issued in May 2023, we call on nuclear weapon states that have not yet done so to follow suit. To promote transparency, we also call on nuclear weapon states that have not yet done so to engage with non-nuclear weapon states in a meaningful dialogue on transparency regarding their nuclear arsenals and limiting nuclear competition. As also stated in the G7 leaders' Hiroshima Vision, China's accelerating build-up of its nuclear arsenal without transparency or meaningful dialogue poses a concern for global and regional stability. We urge China to promptly engage in strategic risk reduction discussions with the US and to promote stability through greater transparency of China's nuclear weapons policies, plans, and capabilities. Mr. President, enhanced transparency on nuclear doctrines and arsenals is also essential to reduce nuclear risks. Japan calls upon all states, in particular the nuclear weapon states, to commit to further implementing transparency measures to mitigate risks relating to potential nuclear weapon use that could arise from miscalculation, misperception, miscommunication, or accident. In closing, I would like to emphasize that Japan will continue its efforts to contribute to enhancing transparency on nuclear doctrine and arsenals in various fora, including here in the CD, and at the NPT review process, which includes our joint efforts with the NPDI members. Thank you, Mr. President.